to try and get kids more active. Let's speak to Dr. Aric Sigma, who is a screen time expert. Good morning, Aric.
Good morning. I have to make clear, I'm not a screen time expert because I watch a lot of telly. I have an interest in the possible effects of too much recreational screen time on kids' health.
Aha! And also, we've got Mark Hardy from the Association of Play Industries based in Kenilworth. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Okay, let's start with you, Aric. You know, we've been hearing this. It's been in the news quite often about the amount of screen time that kids should or shouldn't be on. What do you think?
Well, very simply, I wrote a report which is looking at this very subject. There has been at least a 50% increase in children's recreational. I'm not talking about reading Shakespeare or the Bible on an iPad. I'm talking about recreational screen time. It's up by 50% in the last 10 years. 54% of 3- and 4-year-olds own their own connected device. So it is going up, and the amount of time they're physically moving every day is going down. The amount of time they're outdoors at all has really dropped to rock bottom levels. And this is at a time, by the way, when we have when children finish primary school, the highest levels of body fat, the highest levels of type 2 diabetes we've ever seen. We also have the highest levels of mental illness and other things. So there is a relationship. And the bottom line is we do have to tackle this directly. We know that children love screens. I have 4 children. They love screens. You love chocolate, Trish. I love chocolate. I'm not opposed to chocolate. I'm violently opposed to you overeating 10 bars of chocolate a day. So amounts matter. Whether it's chocolate or screen time, we need a moderation in their consumption levels of screen time. And if we do that, they'll exercise more by simply moving around, or as you used to do, simply dancing.
Dancing, I'm well and truly told off. And I've got, thank you, Aric. I'll come back to you in just a moment. I've got 2 teenagers. It's getting, I have to literally winch them off the Xbox and PlayStation.
Good exercise.
Mark, you're hoping, the Association of Play Industries is hoping to get the government to do what?
Well, we want a greater invest. We want 2 things. We want a greater investment in providing well-maintained, attractive outdoor play areas. And we want a recommended reduction in screen time. We are advising via this report a maximum of 2 hours a day. And understand, we're not sort of saying, we're not dictating this. We're recommending. We're recommending that parents take a little bit more responsibility.
Mark. You can recommend all your yeah. Like, you know the reality. We cannot get the kids and grandkids off the Xbox, off the iPhones, off the iPad. It just does, it's not going to happen.
Well, can I just come in there?
Yeah, of course.
This is an area that I do specialize in. Trish, this simply isn't true. Yes, it's true that you and I have to continually nag our children, and they'll have more time than we want on these devices. But parents who do nag, who do try, have kids who will have less screen time than the kids who have parents who don't nag. So we can reduce it. It'll never be the levels we actually want, but by providing a number, a rough number, as we do with how many fresh, you know, fruits and vegetables your kids have, how many hours of sleep, etc., how many units of alcohol, these are not ideals. They're good rule, you know, yardsticks just to start from.
So this is the deal. This is the deal in my house when I've tried it, Aric and Mark. Have a listen. Yep. So Tyler Kennedy, come off the screen time. Mom, no. Yes, you do it. Big argument, sulk. Take the stuff off them, they sulk. They do not go outside and play.
So, okay.
They sulk. But, and then I give in and say, there you are, take back your device. I want you to talk to me.
But Trish, one of the reasons they're attracted to that is because possibly, outside in the local community, there are not the facilities that are appealing. Their friends aren't hanging out round the local park.
Yeah.
And so there isn't the appeal to go there. And why is that? It's because we're closing down play areas right now. This is counterintuitive to what we should be doing. We should be making more areas outdoors that are appealing. So when the nag does occur, they think, okay, I'll go outside. Bob might be there, or Fred, or Sheila. And that's the fundamental issue. These issues that we have at the minute are a symptom of multiple things happening. And instead of dealing with the root causes, we're dealing with the symptoms. We are spending billions in the National Health Service on you know, dealing with mental health, childhood obesity.
Okay, let's quickly go to Arik, because I remember Arik way back when I was working as a little cub reporter on Good Morning with Anne and Nick, and Arik used to come on as the psychologist. Can you remember Arik?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Yes, that was me making you coffees in the green room.
Thank you very much. You got me addicted to caffeine. It's all your fault.
Yes, I think it was. I remember you. You look like them. You look like Starsky, and Starsky and hurt you with a big curly hair. Anyway,
yes, I used to be blamed for that.
Yes. Enough flirting. But Arik, you're the psychologist. You're the psychologist. What? How do we keep happy kids and grandkids and make sure that we get our way too?
First of all, taking their screen time down is not going to make them unhappy. Quite the reverse. Also, you need to think long term. And I have to do what you do. I have to deal with my kids who want more time on screens. Don't expect to be thanked for it in this lifetime, Trish. When your kids are parents themselves, they'll come back and they will say, Mom, you were right, but you ain't going to get that thanks now. And you're going to have to accept the sulking and so on. Just establish some routine rules so they realize there's going to have to be a limit. Okay. Sit down with them and talk to them about it. It's a health issue.
Thank you very much, Starsky, from Starsky and otherwise known as Arik.
Step away from the car.
Dr. Arik Sigmund and Mark Hardy from the Association of Play Industries, based in Kenilworth. Thank you very much, Mary.